The owner of the laughter is not hard to find. His flaming hair is a beacon, bright and familiar as Henry's. I retreat. By all the gods and goddesses, this can't be real. This can't be happening. Twigs pluck at the back of my long floral dress as I crouch, as if making myself smaller might somehow lessen the magnitude of this situation. Breathing becomes difficult, air stuttering in and out of my lungs, my body forgetting exactly how to absorb oxygen. My mind, despite being well tuned into the magical currents of the world, never expected to meet Henry anywhere other than in my dreams. He's not Henry, I remind myself. Not any more than I'm Marbella. Another memory rises to the surface, this one my own. You are the spitting image of her. My mother holds up a centuries-old painting beside my face, eyes flitting between the image and my teenage scowl with wonder in her expression. The heirloom is barely larger than my palm, a portrait of my ancestor, Marbella Henwood, the strongest witch our family has ever laid claim to, a woman who died 300 years ago. Discovering I was the reincarnation of a long-ago dead woman has never sat well with me. What is a reincarnation, anyway? My mother couldn't give me a good answer, could never say with utter confidence that I was my own person rather than a copy of one from the past. I've done my best to forget my odd heritage as I live my life how I see fit, but my magic doesn't want me to ignore anything.